Hashtag love hotels are and awesome. Written by Lucy Camus. Read by SBL. Fandom, Yuri and Ice. Relationship, Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. Rating, explicit. Summary, in which Victor and Yuri try to find some alone time in Hasetsu and can't manage to get it right. There were several ways Yuri liked to relax after a long day skating. Soaking in the onsen, sneaking in a few mouthfuls of beer despite what the empty calories did to his diet plan, scrolling through his favorite animal Instagram accounts. However, getting his ass enthusiastically eaten out by Victor Nikiforov would top that list any day. Yuri whimpered into a pillow, teeth ripping at the fabric in a weak attempt to muffle his pleading, whining moans as Victor's tongue absolutely wrecked him. He had not been prepared. He had not been expecting it. All he had done was flop down on Victor's bed, with intent only to rest for a few minutes after their sore muscles had been soothed by the hot spring water. Yuri had hugged a pillow to his chest, propping his elbows up as he checked a couple of photos Victor had uploaded that day. Magazine running on the bridge. Fresh eyes at the rink. One of Yuri, looking unjustifiably beautiful mid-flight, light gleaming off his skates. Yuri had not noticed that he had his tush in the air, hips rocking comfortably back and forth as he settled into the plush blankets. Victor, however, had noticed. His hands had pushed up the fabric of Yuri's yukata until it bunched at his waist, pads of his thumbs spreading Yuri's cheeks so he could bury his face between them. Victor's tongue plunged inside, making Yuri clutch at the pillow with such force he was afraid that feathers would burst from it. Though it was difficult to truly worry when he had the assault of Victor's mouth on his flesh, reducing him to a series of shivers and soft moans of Victor worked him open, eager and sloppy. Saliva dropped down the backs of his thighs, making Yuri squirm when Victor's fingers pushed up, thumb pulling on his pulsing rim.
Yuri.
Victor's voice was rough, like sandpaper on his tongue, even though his tongue was hot and sleek inside of Yuri.
Can I? Yuri, can we?
Yuri wanted to plead out, yes, yes, we can, anything. Because anything that Victor wanted to give him, wanted to take from him, Yuri was ready and willing for, aching for.
Tomorrow.
We're due for a break.
The need was thick on Victor's accent, sitting like a weight of sudden desperation. If sticking his ass in the air was all that Yuri needed to do in exchange for a bargain day off, he would have to bookmark that knowledge and attempt not to abuse it. However, if Victor was offering... The days spent back at his parents' inn had meant the opportunities for carnal exploration had been restricted. Yuri could only take so many days off seeing the gorgeous expanse of Victor's naked body at the hot springs before he would no longer be able to resist licking the minerals straight off his hip line. It was reassuring, knowing that he was not the only one who had been teetering on that edge.
Yes! Yes, please!
Yuri whined, rocking his hips back onto the teasing of Victor's fingers. A complaint pitched high in his throat when Victor swore and abandoned him, reading around the drawer of his bedside table. Yuri struggled out of his yukata, shoving it to the side of the bed, but it pitched forward the next moment. Slick and warm, Victor's fingers found their way inside him, curling instantly. The pillow caught Yuri's cry of distraught pleasure, his gasping moans muffled into the fabric as Victor abused his prostate, pressing in with singular, driven purpose.
Fuck, Victor! Victor, don't!
Yuri's thoughts fell apart with the plunge of Victor's tongue back inside him. Keeping the lube wet and the stretching of Victor's fingers inside him so heated that Yuri was ready to melt through the bed. His cock already dripping under the persistency of Victor's hands and mouth.
Don't?
Victor stilled, wet mouth leaving a trail across the back of Yuri's thighs.
Want me to stop?
No!
Yuri groaned, head dropped against the pillow, breathing shallow.
Don't stop!
That did the trick. Swearing, Victor seized hold of Yuri's buttocks, mouth bruising the back of his neck as he sunk his cock inside, bottoming out with a hard snap of his hips. The headboard of the bed rapped against the wall. Yuri grasped the pillow to himself, teeth in the fabric, muffling his blazed out moans. He would be sore the next day, and Victor would dote on him, whispering rough apologies against his ear, spending the whole day with his hand gently caressing the small of Yuri's back. The thought had Yuri choking out Victor's name more, knowing he would still be able to feel the force of Victor inside him the next morning. Victor's mouth was open between Yuri's shoulder blades, exhaling labored heat.
Fuck, you're so good. I'm gonna come, Yuri. Can I come?
A little more.
Yuri groaned, pulling in his spread legs, clenching around the push of Victor's girth.
Do it. Hell, you know I like it.
Another curse rolled against his skin and Victor's hand splayed over his lower back. He pushed Yuri down into the mattress, collecting a sweet moan of response, grip of his other hand remaining firm on Yuri's hip. He kneaded the plump roundness of Yuri's ass and drove in hard, sinking his cock right against the spot that had Yuri mewling.
Yes! Onegai!
Yuri broke, giving himself over to Victor entirely. He fumbled down his own body, palming himself, his dick made slick by pre-cum dripping from the tip. He smeared it, shaking, stroking down on himself as his moans mixed with Victor's strained breaths.
You can come, please, Vitusha, come.
Three loud, forceful strikes rapped against the door. Yuri shut his mouth and froze. Victor stopped thrusting.
There's guests downstairs and we can hear the bed banging. Can't you at least have the common decency to wait until everyone's asleep?
Yuri felt Victor tense at the rapid-fire Japanese. Yuri was certain that his heart dropped straight out of his chest. Scrambling to lift himself up enough that he could shout back to his sister, Yuri's previously flushed face turned a stark white of horror.
We're moving furniture,
Yuri yelled, except the adjusted arch of the new position meant that he accidentally pushed back onto Victor, the head of whose cock graced Yuri's prostate. There was no concealing the whimpering moan which slipped in consequence.
Victor Nikiforov, get your dick out of my brother!
Maddie yelled in sharply accented English, her fist rattling the doorframe. Not saying anything, Victor Nikiforov got his dick out of her brother. The clock on the nightstand ticked by a breathless minute. Nobody moved. Yuri felt his own dick twitch, waning. There was a huff from the hallway, followed by heavy footsteps fading away. Victor's shoulders dropped. Yuri screamed, flipping over to beat his hands against Victor's chest.
They hurt us! They hurt us!
It appears they did.
Muffling a different sort of whine into the pillow, Yuri kicked his legs. They had two choices. Hide away in shame forever, or head downstairs to pretend like nothing had been going on. Except that Victor was gorgeously disheveled, obviously by sex. With Yuri, who was pretty sure that his neck was littered by marks from Victor's teeth. His buttocks and thighs definitely were. He could still feel the imprints there. He kinda liked it. Yuri really did not want to go and greet guests that
very likely heard him getting his ass railed by Victor. What if they heard him moaning? Yuri could hear the lewd, implicative jokes now.
Hope your coach isn't too hard on you, Katsuki-senshu. Although, sounds like you might enjoy that kind of thing, eh?
Hiding was the only option. Except that hiding meant it was very possible everyone would be imagining that he and Victor had simply carried on. Perhaps moved to banging against the wall, or bent over the desk, or just actually moved furniture, namely the bed, so that Victor could continue pounding into him without the bed pounding into the wall.
Beauty.
I wanna die.
Not before worlds. Choking out a few sobs, Yuri opened his eyes and gazed up at Victor, who was smiling so unfairly that Yuri felt he needed to recite his own eulogy.
You're okay with this? With that?
Oh, no. I'm terrified.
Victor answered, holding a hand out in offer to Yuri. When Yuri took it, he tucked him up, grabbing tissues for them to clean the lube and pre-cum off themselves. There was no finishing the act, under the circumstances. Orgasm had been scared out of them.
That really is not how I want your parents looking at me.
If Yuri were a cat, he would have run out of lives. He collapsed onto the bed, crawling under the messed up blankets to cocoon himself inside them. Hide. That was the only option. Hide forever. Or move to a land far, far away. All the online speculation of his and Victor's bedroom dynamics that had emerged after the drunk photos in China were nothing compared to this. What if someone had recorded audio? What if someone had recorded audio? How many hits would a video of the inn ceiling shaking and Yuri's echoing voice begged for filthy things get?
Yuri sunk into the mattress, sprawled out in defeat. His ass twinged. He ignored it.
We can never show our faces in this house again.
Give it a day and it'll be fine,
Victor said, his tone uncertain in a way that did nothing to calm Yuri's fears.
It'll be a fun joke before long.
That's exactly what Yuri was afraid of.
The problem with being the equivalent of celebrities in a close-knit city was that word got around. At least, Yuri was convinced that it did. At breakfast, the following morning, while Yuri was indeed following how rough and deep Victor had gotten inside him, an elderly regular of the inn came over and bowed to Yuri twice. He gushed in respectful Japanese about the beauty of Yuri skating in Barcelona, then clapped his hands over Victor's, shaking them profusely. In badly broken English, he recited a line of thanks to Victor for
banging Kat's cocoon into shape.
Part of Yuri was certain it was a badly timed translation.
Part of him saw his soul escape his body and vanish into the rafters up above.
When they finished skating together at the rink, with Yuri banned from anything strenuous, Yuri stopped on a toe pick, having slid between Victor's legs, his head tipped up to collect a kiss. Takeshi's shout skidded across the ice and perched between them.
Girls are still there! Keep it PG!
Blush heavy on his cheeks, Yuri skated away. He did not risk kissing Victor again, even when they got to the privacy of the locker room. The next day, a trip to the market for groceries ended abruptly when Yuri noticed a couple of schoolgirls stalking him and Victor around the aisles, giggling behind their hands. Browsing abandoned, Yuri tossed the bare essentials into a cart and hurled it at the register. Midway through the week, on an afternoon run on the beach with Makichin, Yuri and Victor passed by the owner of the little restaurant across from the inn. She was walking with her mother, who saw the rings and cooed, asking if she'd missed the wedding and what they were going to do about kids. Yuri barricaded himself in his room after the evening dip in the onsen, during which a couple tipsy salarymen made remarks about the rosy color of Victor's nipples, and asked Yuri if they still tasted the same. Yuri didn't know!
He had only ever tasted Victor's.
Yuri, can I come in?
The accent in Victor's English was more pronounced when combined with that tone of concern. The same as when Victor had rasped good morning into Yuri's shoulder, fingers playing patterns on Yuri's hip, asking him if he was fine to move after the unfinished treatment Victor had given him in bed at the start of the week.
Yeah.
There was a bigger problem on Yuri's thoughts than the apparent citywide knowledge that Yuri Katsuki liked to be railed by his coach. And the problem was that Yuri Katsuki really wanted to be railed by his coach. The entire week had been complete and utter torture. Because Victor had come down to that breakfast in his workout outfit, in the sleek black that hugged his waist and hips, with the t-shirt sleeves that showed off his perfectly sculpted arms. Yuri had dropped a slice of rolled egg into his lap, because Victor's biceps flexed when he ate with chopsticks. How was that even possible? And all that Yuri could think about was how good those arms would look holding Yuri's weight up off the floor and against a wall as Victor thrust into him. And watching Victor skate was a constant reminder of the sheer beauty that existed in the world. Graceful, sweeping steps, transitioning into flawless jumps. The sun had caught the gleam of Victor's hair, illuminating him like an angel on the ice. Yuri had spent so many years admiring through the screen of his television, through magazines, through fan sites, through illegal Russian streams, and now the real thing was all for him. How was he supposed to resist wanting to claim a dream turned reality right before him? Even something as simple as a trip to the market had Yuri fluttering, enamored with Victor's habit of filling his arms with far too many things despite having a basket right beside him. Yuri looked at that twinkle in blue eyes, and how Victor took joy in the regularities of life, and how Yuri had never seen such a genuine smile on Victor's lips on any news report or in any photo shoot. On the beach, Victor had sparkled more than the ocean at sunset, and in the onsen, water itself seemed unworthy to see it on the perfection of Victor's skin. Yuri was hopelessly in love, and hopelessly in want, because he had spent the week afraid to so much as brush against Victor in any way that might cause friction. The mattress dipped, and Yuri grumbled, scrunching his nose and tipping his face away when Victor leaned down to swipe a kiss.
Don't.
Don't? Victor asked, eyebrows arched.
Don't,
Yuri repeated. Victor was in the forest green in Jinbei, the ties loose, revealing far too much of his milky skin. If Yuri tilted his face half a degree back, he would have been able to catch a glimpse of one of his rosy nipples. Instead, he hid his face in the bedding.
If you kiss me now, I'm not going to be able to stop myself. So don't.
Oh. Victor's tone perked up at that. Like his perky nipples. Yuri whined in frustration, attempting to shake his head clear. It didn't work. Especially since when he looked up, Victor was leaning back on his hands, Jinbei more open than before. Are you still worried about that?
Has Maddie stopped making snarky comments to you?
Victor tapped a finger against his lips and shook his head.
Does bitogagu mean what I think it does? We can never have sex again,
Yuri declared, flopping over onto his back.
I'm sorry, Victor. This is where our passion dies, and my family is in.
Laughing, Victor notched an elbow against Yuri's hip.
I will be honest with you. I agree.
Yuri slapped his hands over his face, rubbing at his cheeks.
It was fun while it lasted. You showed me the world. Thank you for being my coach. I'll never forget you.
What, are you breaking up with me just because we can't have sex? Victor grabbed Yuri's hips, fingertips digging into the bit of softness above their curve.
Take that back!
Laughing, Yuri shifted away from the tickles, rolling onto his side, closer to his fiancée. He dropped his forehead against Victor's thigh.
How far we've fallen. From penthouses to this. Living in fear of kissing.
I'm not the one with a volume control problem.
Yuri groped around the bed until he found a pillow. He smacked Victor in the face with it.
Urusai.
I know that one. Not nice. There he was again. The teasing tone that had Yuri's heart beating as fast as it did in competition. Anxious and wanting. Reminding exactly how deeply Victor had burrowed into his heart. A settled presence that Yuri never wanted to let escape. Yuri was not good with words. Not in English, not in Japanese. But what he was good at was expressing his emotions with his body, through his skating, through his dancing, through their lovemaking. What he wanted now was to show Victor that, to communicate that love.
And that lust.
Because Victor's nipples were still winking at him from inside the folds of the jinbei, and Yuri had been on edge ever since he had been so roughly yanked away from it. It should not be a crime, or a heavily laden guilt, to want his fiancé. Yuri peeked up at Victor. Amusement curled the corners of his soft lips, shimmered in the blue of his eyes. His hair was still damp from the baths, flawless expanse of his collar and neck begging to be marked by Yuri's teeth.
Yuri groaned. I hate you.
Also not nice.
That's because I really want you right now. Why do you have to be such a temptation?
Yuri murdered the words, directing them into fabric, too embarrassed to say them straight out. No response came back. A minute passed. Yuri grew worried. Victor was sitting on the edge of the bed, his legs crossed. His eyes were down on Yuri, but the focus wasn't there. He wore the look of contemplation, the far-off gaze he adopted any time an idea was spinning into existence inside his brilliant mind. Yuri pushed up on his elbows in expectation.
Victor? Get dressed.
Huh? Yuri did not get a follow-up question. Victor was already up and at the door, headed down the hall. Yuri scrambled to chase after, hastily jumping into the nearest pair of clean pants and rugging a comb through his hair before tossing a sweatshirt over his head. He had his arm caught in the sleeve as he stumbled out, asking himself what kind of superpowers Victor had obtained to already be standing in the hallway, dressed, prim and proper. Victor had his phone in hand, fingers tapping away. Whatever he was looking for, he found, if the smirk on his face was any indication. Yuri took a deep breath and prepared himself for a signature Nikiforov surprise.
Where are we going?
Out. Victor flashed a media-ready smile, and Yuri accepted his defeat. Victor whisked him downstairs and dipped behind the front counter to grab the keys to the family car. He had, of course, been long granted free permission to use it. Yuri's dad had added him to the insurance policy after Onsen on Ice, when it was clear that Victor intended to stay for good.
Where are you going?
Maddie droned from behind the desk, a lit cigarette between her lips, chin in her elbow.
Yuri honestly had nothing to say. Never mind. Don't get arrested.
Yuri wondered when it was that his reputation had changed. Probably the day his idol turned up naked at his family's place of business. Winking at Maddie, Victor all but carried Yuri out the door. Victor drove them past the beach and pulled the car up next to a building covered in penguin motifs.
Oh my god, Victor, no.
Yuri breathed, eyes blown.
I did always wonder what this place was.
Victor replied, smile plastered wide as he drove them inside, under the large overhead sign bearing the name of the hotel. More penguins greeted them around the privacy walls. Welcome, written in thickly painted block letters.
Oh, this is different from Tokyo. How does this work? If Yuri's face got any hotter, it would start to steam.
The open lot at the center of the surrounding hotel rooms was illuminated in multicolored lights from overhead. Pinks and greens set a mood that was less like a place built for sex and more like...
It looks like a discotheque! Victor chirped excitedly, car moving slowly along the stretch of individual garages.
Do we park anywhere?
Yuri dearly wished that he had put on a hat and worn a mask. Graciously, no other cars were driving in the lot, but several of the garages were occupied, which meant the rooms were occupied.
See the signs on the walls? You need to find one that says open.
Victor turned his head side to side and then turned the car, backing into a center spot at the far wall. Yuri tapped his fingers against his knees, counting his breaths to calm the jitters shooting through him when Victor set the gear into park. His idol, his coach, his fiancée had just brought them to Hasetsu's beachside love hotel, the one that had somehow determined that penguins were a good sex symbol. You'd guess their mating rituals could be kind of cute, if National Geographic programs were anything to go by.
We can leave if you're not comfortable, Victor said, glancing over. But if you wanted me...
Yuri grabbed him by the collar and crushed their mouths together, kissing Victor until they were both breathless. When they broke away, it was only to put a millimeter between them, smiling against each other's lips.
I want you.
Victor slid a hand over the center console, squeezing at one of Yuri's thighs.
Come get me then.
Yuri slammed the car door shut with a bit too much enthusiasm, grabbing Victor's hand as soon as he was within reach, tugging him for the door. Inside, Yuri forced himself out of another kiss so he could go enter how long they wanted to stay into the room system, and froze. Victor went solid beside him as well.
Oh my god.
Yuri blinked, hoping to correct his vision.
This is amazing,
Victor declared, pulling his hand out of Yuri so he could grab his phone instead.
We should send this to Yurio.
No, we're not sending this to Yurio,
Yuri yelped, slapping Victor's hands. The walls, the ceiling, the bedspread, everything was in cheetah print. Subtle yellows encompassed the room, from the lamps to the sofa, which had cheetah-spotted cushions decorating each end. Victor snapped photos anyway, delighted.
I have a documentary series going on Instagram now, Yuri. Are you going to make me stop?
Yuri decided to go take the most effective route possible. He set his palms on Victor's chest and tipped up on his toes, kissing him sweetly. That caught Victor's attention. Yuri kept it by shoving him onto the bed, climbing into his lap, fingers fisting in his hair.
How about a choice? Photos or me?
Can I have both?
Victor asked, hands sliding down Yuri's sides.
Photos of you?
Get me out first,
Yuri said, grinding down against Victor's groin. If they were going to stay at a love hotel located in his hometown, decorated to the brim with cheetah, because the thought of engaging similar activities back at the inn filled Yuri with unparalleled horror, then he was going to take full advantage. There were several ways Yuri liked to relax after a long day skating. A few rounds of his favorite smartphone game, rolling around the tatami floors with Makachim padding happily after him, sleeping into bed with freshly washed sheets beneath him. However, making out with Viktor Nikiforov would top that list any day. Victor's mouth moved sweet against his own, teeth tugging on his bottom lip, tempting out his tongue. Yuri sighed with relief, whimper catching at the back of his throat when Victor's hands kneaded at his ass. He dropped his own from Victor's hair to between them, undoing the fastening of Victor's pants. Yuri's sweatshirt got discarded, shirt falling on the floor after it. He pulled up Victor, dipping his head down to lap at those rosy nipples, scraping his teeth against one in a bout of possessiveness. Victor arched into it and grasped firm at Yuri's hips, flipping them. Laughing as Victor stripped him of his pants and then the comfort of the bed, Yuri laid back, holding his arms open in invitation. Victor settled straight into them, collecting another kiss.
They look good surrounded in gold, Victor praised, smiling before shifting to kiss down Yuri's neck. Yuri glanced over. Cheetah comforter gone. The sheets bunched beneath him were colored gold. They did look good, casting the same rich tone across his skin. Oh, something to aim for. A good goal for me to have. Chuckling, Victor slid further down the line of Yuri's body, kissing at each millimeter of skin he passed. The thoughts Yuri had of pinning Victor down were swept from him the moment Victor's head settled between his thighs and the tip of his wet tongue ran circles around the head of Yuri's cock. A moan strangling his throat, and Yuri's hands flew to wind into Victor's hair. Taking him in, Victor hummed around him, pleased as always in his ability to draw such reactions. Yuri watched how Victor's fingertips left welts in his thighs, holding him firm and steady as he began to bob his head. The sight of his cock disappearing between Victor's glistening lips had Yuri reciting silent blessings, loving how this Victor was reserved for him. Victor dug his nails into Yuri's skin, keeping him from bucking as he sucked hard before pulling off. His parted lips skinned down to the base, dropping kisses and licks at random, teasing until Yuri had to bite back groans. The sharpness of heated blue flickered up at him through the silver lashes, Victor's mouth curling into a smirk against his already straining cock. One of the benefits of a place like this is being able to be loud, Yuri.
And stop teasing,
Yuri answered, fingers tightening in silver, tugging for good measure.
I've been waiting to finish all week.
Are you going to keep pulling on my hair?
Are you going to make me stop?
Yuri challenged. What he was not expecting was for Victor to sit up and grab his wrists, pinning them back against the pillows. Yuri's breath hitched as Victor pulled his black coach's tie from his back pocket and looped it around Yuri's wrists.
Can I?
Yuri nodded, not daring to breathe as Victor carefully wound the tie and threaded it through the top rail of the headboard. The silk was tight around Yuri's wrists, but his heart beat in excitement.
Did you bring that here just for that?
No, Victor responded, testing the bond with a smirk, adjusting the pillows at Yuri's back so he would be comfortable. Actually, I had brought it to your room, thinking I'd get down on my knees by your bed and have you bite it as I sucked you off. But this works too. The panicked thought of where Victor had gotten the idea was gone as quick as it came, because Victor went down again and swallowed Yuri to the back of his throat. He worked him over with the same expertise in anything that Victor did. Natural talent mixed with practice precision that had Yuri arching, hands pulling at his bonds, moaning out the font variations of Victor's name. Yuri supposed it was only fair, since during their last trip to a love hotel, it was Yuri who had Victor withering under him. Victor made him tremble as he sunk down, cheeks hollowed, lips red around Yuri. Then his eyes were back on Yuri's face, tearing him apart with how his hands slid under his thighs to hold them open. Yuri knew what Victor wanted, and he was trying to resist, biting on his own lower lip to keep his voice restricted only because he wanted to drive Victor to the brink. He lasted until Victor moved off him, letting out a complaint, begging him to continue. As always, Victor listened, after he slicked his fingers with a complimentary lube placed at the bedside table. The moan that rolled off Yuri's tongue when Victor's fingers sunk inside him was unrestrained, shaking apart as Victor stretched him open. He was eager, on edge from the very start, rocking against Victor's hand like it wasn't enough. Because it wasn't.
Let me hear you,
Victor muttered against Yuri's skin, beckoning.
Make me,
Yuri gasped as Victor rubbed his prostate, milking quivering mules.
I said, I want you. Inside. Fuck me, Vitusha.
Victor did not swear often, and when he did, it was always in bed. The Russian curse was crude and beautiful in his accent. Yuri yelped when Victor flipped him once more, pushing Yuri onto his knees and nudging his legs apart. Like he knew Yuri liked. There was no pillow in reach for Yuri to bite into, so he let his voice free when Victor fucked inside him. With his wrists elevated, Yuri's spine curved, hips angle into Victor's caressing hands. Yuri melted back against him, whimper after moan flooding from him as Victor thrust to the rapid beat of his heart. Victor felt him like Yuri had been craving for all week. Pace stuttered and desperate, and Yuri pushed his ass back against it.
Why, Victor?
His cock pulled at Yuri's rim and slammed back in, and if Yuri's hands weren't held up by the tie, he would have fallen, pleading for Victor. Victor bent over him, mouth hot between Yuri's shoulder plates, tracing praises across his skin. Russian melded into English, making Yuri shiver. He was in love with how Victor gave him everything he wanted. Gasping when Victor steadied his hands on the headboard, leveraging himself hard and deep, driving straight where Yuri needed him. His lips ghosted the shell of Yuri's ear, exhaling rough encouragements, breath hot and lighting him beyond the point of blazing into fireworks. Yuri came with Victor's name on his lips, trembling, body clenching around the heat inside him.
Please, after, please,
begging for Victor to join him. Victor's arm slid around his chest and buried his face in the crook of Yuri's neck as he spilled inside, dotting kisses of affection across his skin. They stayed, leaning into each other, for a moment. Yuri smiled when he felt Victor's lips brushing along his jaw, teasing, wiggling his ass to get another groan from Victor and a playful slap across his cheeks.
Feeling better?
Victor purred, mouth skimming the nape of his neck.
Much,
Yuri exhaled, glancing over his shoulder as Victor pulled away. The tremors flooding him subsided and he hummed, arching his back once more in a fluid stretch. Victor kissed the center of his spine, causing his smile to spread. Yuri wanted to turn, craning his neck around to seek another to his lips. Victor granted it to him before leaning over to undo the tie around his wrists.
You okay?
It's a bit tight,
Yuri admitted, dropping his head between his shoulders as he waited. Now that the rush of pleasure had dissipated, the soreness in his wrists was beginning to become evident.
It's fine, though. Well, lucky I'm not a tennis player.
Victor's chuckle was like a balm as his fingers worked at the fabric holding him in place. Tugging, plucking, pulling. It did not loosen. Yuri looked up. Victor's brows were furrowed, his nails chipping off the fabric every time he tried to dig in. Yuri's shoulders grew tired, knees tingling.
Victor,
I think we need to flip you over, love,
Victor said, offering a smile.
Let me help you.
Yuri relaxed into the guidance of Victor's arms, laughing when the touch tickled his waist, helping him onto his back. Yuri collapsed onto the mattress and whined, the position putting more strain on his shoulders as his wrists remained tied high.
I can go a second round if you really want, but I'd like to get you tied up this time,
he teased as Victor returned to untying the tie. For once, Victor did not answer with a remark of his own.
1 minute. 2. 3.
Yuri was trying not to panic.
I can't undo it, Victor conceded.
Very funny,
Yuri tried, hanging onto a hint of hope. Because giving it up meant admitting to the reality that he was tied to a love hotel bed, adorned in cheetah print, and unable to get out. Yuri really did not want to admit that.
Victor did not look like he was laughing.
Victor!
I'm so sorry, I didn't think I had done it so tight. You should be flattered that you got me so flustered.
I'll be flattered when you get me out,
Yuri scowled, tugging on the binds. His hands did not budge.
Can you cut it?
Victor gasped.
It's Gucci!
I think you ruined it when you tied me so tight I can't get out, Yuri said, kicking a leg at Victor. His fiancée caught his ankle and kissed the sole of his foot.
I'm not the type to carry a knife, love.
How about the lube?
Victor tried the lube. It resulted in Yuri's hands and arms getting slicker and stickier than they had any business being, and no closer to getting out of the knot. Victor huffed, his bangs flicking into the air.
This is suddenly a lot less sexy.
It was sexy, Yuri said, still deciding whether the proper reaction was laughter or tears at that point. Any flickering thought of making loud love throughout the night was gone.
Until you messed it up.
You heard me, Yuri.
Not as much as I'm hurting now,
Yuri whined, helplessly pulling on the unrelenting tie. He would praise Gucci for the integrity of the fabric, truth be told. It had not come loose whatsoever, no matter how much Yuri strained and wriggled.
Victor!
I can see if the staff have scissors. That was better than the option of staying here until either the fabric disintegrated or Yuri's shoulders dislocated.
Please.
Victor found the phone across the room, managing to put it on speaker with Yuri's called out help. When it was answered in rapid, formal Japanese, Victor blinked. He muffled his giggles. Victor's skills had gotten good enough for basic conversation, but he was used to the simple language and carefully articulated syllables used by everyone around the inn, just for him. Yuri could see the train wreck headed from the broken bridge already. The giggles escaped as Victor confidently told the staff on the other end of the line in very carefully selected words that his partner was not able to run away from a tie. Which, admittedly, since Yuri was aware of the situation, did kind of make sense. Though the way Victor pronounced tie ended up like he was talking about the fish and not the formal wear.
Kagami wo
hasami!
Yuri yelled in correction.
Hasami wo rumu ni motsu koto?
Yuri wished he had control of his hand so he could face bomb. Instead, he cleared his throat and put on his most professional tone, the one he reserved for the press conferences when he wasn't shouting his declarations of love for Victor.
I apologize for asking, but we have a difficult situation at the moment and would like to request a pair of scissors brought to the room, if possible.
お願いします,
Victor added in punctuation. The phone was quiet for a moment, but
かしこまりました,
preceded the click of Victor hanging up the phone. Graciously, Victor came back to drape covers across Yuri's lower half, his smile sheepish.
Your Japanese is very adorable, Yuri said,
loving how such simple compliments could light up Victor's expression. Exalted praise of Victor's skating yielded few effects, but a comment of how his pronunciation sounded spot on in a sentence or a hum of delight about his cooking would leave Victor running high for hours and leave Yuri clutching at his chest for the cuteness of it.
Next time we do this, without the tie, we'll have to try it where I only speak in Japanese and you in Russian, Victor said.
The only Russian that Yuri knew was a few key phrases that he had memorized from Victor's interviews and how to say good, please, and thank you. He supposed those last three could be used in bed. A knock at the door took Victor from his side, who slipped outside to maintain some of Yuri's dignity, foot keeping the door propped open. Yuri's ears trained to listen, hearing the muffle of polite Japanese and Victor's charmingly stinted responses. He could not quite make out the conversation, but it all seemed fine, until one collocation caught his attention.
Katsuki Senshu.
They had recognized his voice.
Well, more likely they recognized Victor.
Yuri could not even hide his face in embarrassment, sentenced to die of it while covered in lube, tied to the bed of a love hotel in a room themed in cheetah print. If heaven was a thing, Elvis Presley might shake his hand in thanks for overtaking him in embarrassing death circumstances. Yuri just hoped it was not his sister who was tasked in writing his obituary. The door shut. Victor slipped back inside the room. He paused, holding a pair of scissors in one hand, perplexed expression on his face. What?
If I understood correctly, and I'm definitely not saying that I did, but...
Victor paused, either for effect or in contemplation. Yuri waited. Because he couldn't do anything else.
I think that was the owner. And he offered you a sponsorship?
Yuri counted to 10 and waited for the world to end. It didn't. Why didn't it?
That's it. We have to leave. We have to move.
Yuri muttered, his eyes set dull and dead ahead in absolute resolution.
Far, far away.
To where? Victor asked, carefully cutting Yuri loose of the tie, kissing his wrists in apology when they finally came free. Yuri knew exactly where.
St. Petersburg.
$28,765 likes. The Nikiforov. Look at what Yuri and I stumbled into. Who knew Hasetsu had such wonderful surprises still left for me? Hashtag Hasetsu. Hashtag rip my Gucci tie. Hashtag worth it. Hashtag someone tell Yuri penguins can be sexy. View all 206 comments. Minako Okukawa. I'm shocked it took the two of you so long to find it. The Utopia guests will be pleased. Christoph JC.
Is this an edition of certain series that a certain skater won't let you tag anymore?
Yuri Plisetsky.
Ihasetsu? Where? Tell me!
Hotel Baron JP.
当社の提供についてご検討ください。
The end. Reader's notes. Hey, I don't usually do reader's notes, not always, but apparently that's a thing now. If this is your first time listening to a podfic of mine, hello, welcome. Filthy. I hope you had fun. It's fun to me. Strangely, I guess. I don't know. It's fun. This is the last podfic of the series Love Hotels and Instagram. So, woo, thank you for being with me for so long. If you've been here from the beginning, wow. How can you put up with me? I'm sorry. But it's done. Together with this one, there's also hashtag Katsudam that I posted today. So it's so super fun that I can finally say it's done, you know? I was so close to it and I saw the words count and I just thought, let's do it. All of it right now, so they don't have to just to keep waiting for this to finish. I mean, in the end, it's cool because each thing can be a standalone, but I also really, really, really like this one. It's so funny. Thank you so much for supporting me, and somehow, I don't know what I'm saying. I feel like I somehow turned into a YouTuber, which I'm not. Thank you for leaving kudos, comments, anything. Just checking the page out. It's cool. I don't know what to say, except still, thank you. If you still want to check my other Yuri and I's podfics, you can always check them out under my username, SBL. I know my other username was Tsubieru, and I will correct all of the introductions so it's not weird to see them with my new username and to hear it like, read by Tsubieru, and it's like, wait a second, that is not the same. So I'll be correcting that soon enough.
Okay, before I go, one last thing I wanted to say about this podfic in particular. I am not recording at my normal time. I usually record at like midnight. And yeah, that's bad on my sleep schedule, I guess, but also I'm like not tired. So it's fine. Okay, it's the moment I get more energy, I guess. But this time I had I had some issues last night that I couldn't quite do it because, you know, your voice doesn't want to cooperate, so you just say, okay, I'll sleep it off. And now, I was so committed to actually posting today that I decided to record, well, during the day, which is difficult with all the noise around. And I am hoping to correct that in post-production, if I can call it post-production. And hopefully you won't actually hear anything or be distracted by it. Like, it distracted me a lot. But I also kind of said, like, you know what, whatever. It kind of gets into the spirit of the podfic, well, of the fic that I'm recording. So, you hear a bunch of noises, water bomb going on and off and on and off and on and off. It kind of sounds like it's going through a beat, like boom, 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 boom. And yeah, sometimes I do improvise around that. But yeah, life imitates art, I guess. So since this fic kind of has a lot of situations where nothing is going according to plan, that's the same for me. So that's the last comment. I'm so sorry. I'll stop rambling. Okay, thank you again for listening to this podfic or this series or other podfics of mine. I don't know about your listening history. If you want to comment on your listening history, be my guest. If you actually don't want to comment, of course, no pressure. Thank you anyway for listening. And if you listened all this way, wow. What patience. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'll shut up now. Thank you again. I'll see you around, hopefully. Bye-bye.